Message number 1020. This new and rapidly created hierarchy will take over my church. Thursday, January 16, 2014 at 1941. My dearly beloved daughter, the truth divides. It always has done. When one man says that he knows the truth, another will deny it. But when the truth comes from the Word of God, it will cause the greatest division. Many fear the truth because it is not always pleasant, and yet without the truth you would live in denial. When you live in denial of the Word of God, you will never find true peace in your hearts. When you know the truth which is contained in my Father's book, then you know the way of the Lord, and you must follow this path up to your last breath. Do not deviate from this. But if my word is tampered with, rewritten and demolished, surely you would never accept this. That is good. But if new doctrines which differ from my holy word are introduced to you from within the roofs of my churches, what then will you do? Will you accept a lie instead of the truth? Will you accept a doctrine which will be unholy in my eyes? The answer must be no. You must never deny my word, for anyone. No one, even if they are dressed in the linens of the elite within the hierarchy of my church, a pauper, a king or a prince, anyone who demands that you accept a new doctrine pertaining to my word does not come from me. My church is being demolished discreetly from within, and each part is being dismantled. As the tiers are pulled down and loyal servants discarded, and then deemed to be no longer useful, the way will be cleared for the doctrines from hell to be pronounced. Woe to priests, bishops and cardinals who dare to defend the Word of God, for they will suffer the most. While some will be excommunicated and accused of heresy, though they will only speak up for the true Word of God, others will be too weak. Many poor sacred servants will give in to the pressure to denounce the laws of God. If they do not agree to embrace the doctrine of lies, they will be thrown to the wolves. Those whose faith will have already weakened and who love worldly things and who have a fierce ambition in their souls will be the first in the queue to swear allegiance to the new pledge. This new and rapidly created hierarchy will take over my church. They will declare falsities in the name of God and take with them many innocent souls of the faithful. The congregations will unwittingly be offered a poison chalice filled with nothing, only bread. The Holy Eucharist will no longer fill their souls. They will soon be fed homilies which will ridicule the Word of God, when they will declare human rights to be the most important doctrine. And then they will declare the greatest heresy, that man will be given eternal life whether or not he repents for his sins. This is how they will destroy the souls of millions. As they continue to pull my church apart from the inside out, my loyal priests and faithful followers will rebuild my church brick by brick. My church, you see, can never die, for I will not let it. All priests, all bishops and all cardinals who will be dethroned and who remain faithful to me will never desert the just or those followers of mine who have been blessed with the gift of wisdom. Then, while the false knowledge will fill the hearts of weak servants in my church, the gift of the Holy Spirit will not only light the souls of my remnant church, but will provide the light for all those whose names are in the book of the living to my door. Never before will my disciples be tested in the way in which they will be in the future. They will be given divine assistance to enable them to keep the light of God shining in a world which will be plunged slowly and painfully into darkness caused by the arrival of the enemy, the Antichrist. Your Jesus.